Now it's time for Rural Connection. Spring has sprung for many of us, you know. It's a beautiful time of the year. You wouldn't know it from looking outside today, but it's lovely. Life is blooming. For farmers, crops are starting to ripen, really, and that's when ordinarily our harvest workers would be required to kind of step in to start picking this, that, and the like. But when COVID shut down international and state borders, that industry came to a little bit of a halt. This morning, I'm joined by Xavier Martin, the Vice President of New South Wales Farmers, to learn how they plan to tackle the issue. Good morning, Xavier. How are you?
Good, thank you, Jared.
Thanks for joining the show. I will just ask first up, I think most people would be across this. The fact that international borders, those backpackers and stuff that might ordinarily be in Australia that help with this industry, these harvest workers and such, and then even state lines. I know I've worked in hospitality. Plenty of my mates from here in Sydney head up to Cairns or this, that, the other and do the same. It's obviously not happening at the moment. What are some of the government plans currently in place to attract some workers, the workers that they can, and try to mitigate this issue?
Well, look, the government plans are multiple. And what we're seeking is, firstly, recognition that the international workforce, as you've just referred to, which made up 40 or 50% of the national casual and contract workforce in agriculture, they've disappeared. The last 18 COVID months, 20 COVID months, they've just whittled away, understandably. And in New South Wales, it's about 11,000 missing, we estimate. So, look, there's a lot of initiatives there, but there's some that are really falling foul of things like the border closures, north and south, and uncertain rules. You know, no one wants to get stuck where they don't want to be. But there's programs, and there's things like Harvest Help that the Department of Primary Industry and Energy have on their website. There's even the ADF volunteers. They've got a Facebook effort to... link their well-trained personnel, obviously personnel that have been trained with heavy machinery, vehicles and technology. So, you know, there's multiple initiatives. There's not a great deal of targeted communication at this point, and we do require that. But look, healthy plants, healthy animals need healthy plants. So the, as you said, spring's sprung, summer's on its way, and we've got a looming bountiful harvest. We just need coordination and incentives, really, and certainty to make sure that it all happens.
Is there, so about this time last month, or not quite a month ago, the Australian Agriculture Visa was announced by Barnaby Joyce, Agricultural Minister David Littleproud, among others. Has that picked up any steam so far? Is there, I don't know, expats from all around the world that are here in Australia, they haven't been able to go home or have chosen not to, that are likely to take up that opportunity? Are we seeing anything in that regard?
Look, we're hearing about a lot of effort and a lot of progress, but it's patchy. And, you know, whether it's the programs I've mentioned, the seasonal worker program, the Pacific Labour Scheme, the one you mentioned, you know, the need to attract workers, both Australian and international, into the fields, into the paddocks, is really immediate. And it's going to go on right through post-Christmas into New Year, right through to autumn, really. There'll be fruit, vegetables, you know, food and fibre. You know, the cotton crop comes off later in the summer. And so, you know, we all want good food. We all want good fibre to wear. Mm-hmm. It's not just about our New South Wales and Australian economy recovering with a bountiful season. It's about food security too. We do want to be secure in the knowledge that we have the reserves, and if we haven't got the foods we need to import, we need something to sell to buy those.
So absolutely,
it's a really important two-way street, and one that we all need to contribute to. And we're looking for, you know, clear decision making, you know, targeted communications that deliver the certainty that individuals need to make these decisions to put their shoulder to the wheel and get into the workforce.
Yeah, sure thing. Why do we rely so heavily on international kind of workers then for the industry? How come, I don't know, kids living out in the country, if they're 15 or 16 and they need a job for over the school holidays or, I don't know, before school, they can do it for an hour or two for a bit of pocket money. Is that, do we see that and ever? And can we think, oh, maybe a couple more kids might get involved, whether their mates tell them about a job opportunity, or I don't know, is that slightly misguided?
No, look, that's part of it. That's part of it. There's definitely thousands of year 11 and year 12 and you know, uni students. I mean, we've called for incentives forgiving hex debt, you know, to get students interested in field work, in paddock work and bringing in the harvest. So, look, it'll be a multifaceted effort. It's not going to be just on relying on one particular aspect or one particular labour source. So, it's a workforce crisis and we all need to, you know, work together to solve it.
Yeah, for sure. Anyone that's listening out there and they're thinking, oh, this might be an idea, you know, there might be a listener that's thinking, should they head to, I don't know, New South Wales Farmers Online, or would you point them in any other direction to get a little bit more info to get involved and try to help out here?
Oh, look, there's any number of Facebook and Insta sites, but the DPI Harvest Help site's got a number of links on it. You know, there's even the Grey Nomads and Men's Sheds and that, there's you know, connections been made all over the place. But, a Google search soon shows up quite a bit.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for joining us this morning, Xavier. I do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jared. Bye.
See you, mate. Have a good day.